From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is the host of KALW's Bay Poets, Josiah Luis Adorete. Hey, Josiah.
Hola. Hello, radio familia.
Josiah is a poet, a great poet, and he also co-owns one of my favorite bookstores, Medicine for Nightmares, located in San Francisco's Mission neighborhood, and they carry books in many genres and host really fun events, too. And the bookstore is trying to recover after being flooded during the recent storms. But Josiah, you all are still open for business, right?
Absolutely. We refuse to go anywhere.
Well, right now, Josiah is going to recommend new books for us to read during this chilly holiday season. First up is, now I'm thinking of different ways to pronounce this, Achemais or Achemais, Latinx Futurism. Achemais is Portuguese for goodbye to a friend, meaning until I see you again. And the Bay Area's own Alan Chisaro, along with Malcolm Friend and Kim Sousa, edited the book. And this anthology, Latinx poets from across the diaspora consider what society can or cannot be through the power of imagination. Desire, you know, I love futurism from different groups of folks. Tell us more.
Well, this is what makes this book for me so special. For me, I love poetry. I love speculative fiction. And this libro actually puts the two together. As Black and Brown folks, we must continuously imagine the future and create it. And this book really beautifully pushes that idea into another level.
That's Achemais, Latinx Futurisms. Your next pick is SFV or Dafu by Soledad Conconre. Soledad describes herself as a casually queer, intergalactic, Oakland/Ohlone-based Chicanx punk poet. They're originally from the San Fernando Valley, which is where SFV comes from. SFV or Dafu is their latest chapbook. Soledad has been on Bay Poets. Josiah, tell us more about this incredible poet and their new book.
You are absolutely right. Soledad Conconre is an incredible poet. They're a poet from the San Fernando Valley who a couple years back relocated here to La Ria Bahia, to the Bay Area, much to our luck. They have jumped right into the local literary scene. They've been a big part of it. They work at City Lights and curate along with Carlos Quintaros, the City Lights reading series that happens first Fridays of every month. And what I love so much about Soledad Conconre is they are a poet of place. Their book, their writing chronicles where they're from. You know, not in that big, giant way, although that is important, but for me, the poets of place that really hold my heart are the ones that talk about the neighborhoods, the corner stores, the parking lots, the places we hang. And Soledad does a really beautiful and gentle and heartbreaking way of documenting this. So I'll go out and get this. SFV or Dafu.
All right, that's SFV or Dafu by Soledad Conconre. And your final pick is Huizache. This is a literary magazine that covers Latinx poetry and art. Huizache is a resilient plant native to Mexico. Great writers like Sandra Cisneros and Juan Felipe Herrera have been featured in Huizache. So tell us a little more.
This particular issue, the new one, Huizache 11, features a bunch of local Bay Area poets, Tatiana Lubavetsky Acosta, Maria Esquinca, who just won the Andres Montoya Poetry Prize, Alan Pelaz Lopez does his beautiful essay in here. And there's also a tribute to the great poet Ivan Argüelles, who recently passed, who a lot of people, I think, don't know and probably should. He was a very important poet, Mexican poet, a Latinx poet, was here in the Bay, and he's in here. So it's a beautiful tribute to him. Any issue with Huizache, you can't go wrong with it, but number 11 is particularly special.
All right, and that's Huizache Magazine. And real quick, Zerzai, I know you wanted to mention, in light of the flooding that happened, just for folks just to be aware of other stores in the neighborhood too as well.
Yeah, please, familia. If you're able to, you know, tap in with your local businesses and see if they're okay after the flooding. For us, we were blessed. Our bookstore, Medicina para Pesadillas, Medicine for Nightmares, was blessed to have a lot of community outreach and support. But, you know, La Misión is also home to Adobe Books. It suffered a lot of damage, and also our very dear Mission Cultural Center, which I believe is over $50,000 in damages in the sewer. So if you're able, please check in with them, offer them support, offer them help, offer them whatever you can, because these places are what make up the neighborhood.
I've been speaking with poet Josiah Luis Aderete. Check him out on KALW's Bay Poets and visit his store along with other businesses he mentioned. And his store is Medicine for Nightmares in San Francisco. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts and on the KALW app. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.